This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, February 21st, 2013. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Christina Thomas. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the longest zip line in Arkansas, the possible effects of sequestration on the state, how small-town advocates are getting a boost from the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, and a preview of this weekend's Gospel Fest in Fort Smith.
First, a bill that would require voters in Arkansas to show a valid picture ID when casting a ballot is moving to House committee after the Senate passed it yesterday. Senator Brian King, a Republican from Green Forest, sponsored the bill. He says it will make voters more confident in the voting process.
We know that photo ID is an everyday part of life, that you have to use a photo ID to get on a plane, you have to use a photo ID to get a library card. It's just an everyday part of life. Even my daughter, when she was taking the entrance exams, college entrance exams, I had to present a photo ID even though the person that she went up to knew who she was.
Opponents of the law have said it will make voting harder for older and poor voters. Senator Linda Chesterfield, a Democrat from Little Rock, likened the legislation to constraints put on voting during the days of Jim Crow.
And I suggest to you today that this is a backdoor poll tax, because it's going to have to cost some money. And I find it disingenuous to say, well, we're just going to leave that to the Secretary of State's office.
The bill says IDs would be provided free to those who don't already have a valid government-issued ID. But the bill allocates no funding. King says the Secretary of State's office could provide the funds. The bill passed 23-12.
The state Senate has been sent a proposal that would give arrest and detention powers to campus police at private universities and colleges in Arkansas, something police on public campuses already have. The Senate Education Committee on Wednesday advanced a bill by Republican Representative Mark Bibiano of Searcy that would allow private campuses to maintain a law enforcement agency with arrest and detention powers. The House approved the bill earlier this week. Bibiano says the bill is about making campuses safer.
It's really about protection of students and those people that are on the campuses. Currently, they have no ability to detain or arrest somebody that's involved in a criminal activity.
There are 11 private colleges and universities in Arkansas. An attorney opposed to the measure said it would allow officers to mix roles between enforcing the law and enforcing a private campus's rules.
A new agreement between Arkansas and Oklahoma will produce a comprehensive study of phosphorus levels in the Illinois River watershed. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel made the announcement yesterday. The states have been arguing about the river and phosphorus for years. Attorney General McDaniel says the agreement will eliminate the potential for costly litigation over Oklahoma's regulatory standards for phosphorus concentrations within the watershed. Arkansas officials have long said the Oklahoma standards are unattainable. The study may take as long as 3 years to be completed.
Many Arkansans have already started filing their tax returns online and by paper. Internal Revenue Service officials started processing returns a little late this year due to changes in legislation. Clay Sanford is a spokesman for the IRS in Arkansas, North Texas.
So far, though, refunds are going out fine. We find that 9 out of 10 taxpayers should expect an e-filed refund in 21 days or less if you select direct deposit.
Sanford says direct deposit is still the fastest way to receive a refund. He says if you file a paper return, it could take 4 to 6 weeks to get a Treasury check in the mail. However, with the e-file tax program and direct deposit, people can usually get a refund within 3 weeks. Deadline for filing taxes, April 15th.
Clouds should remain over the region tonight, with lows in the lower 20s in northwest Arkansas and the mid to upper 20s for much of the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs from the mid-30s to lower 40s. And Friday night, cloudy and cold. Lows in the mid-teens in northwest Arkansas, mid-20s in the Arkansas River Valley.